Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire bunts for an out with unknown description. Beck moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel bunts for an out with unknown description. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a line drive beyond third. Beck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Smith moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. Bartel is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Milges moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Beck moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heathcote who is chasing the ball. Barnhart reaches third base with a triple. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnhart tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Smith moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Milges moves to third. It's 5-0, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. English moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. English scores. It's 5-2, Pirates. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Kelly pinch hits for Guy Bush. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lefty Weinert now pitching. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire misplays the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards the mound. Weinert can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Wright moves to third. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Barnhart moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Pirates. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcott for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Webb reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Webb scores. It's 6-4, Pirates. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Joe Dawson now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for lefty Weinert. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Weiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weiner. Grimm scores. Hartnett scores. English goes all the way around to score. Stevenson moves to third. It's 7-6, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Fred Fussell now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Beck moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 4 in the game. Heathcott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Beck scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Heathcott moves to second. It's 10-6, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Heathcott moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan pinch runs for Earl Smith. Abram pinch hits for Fred Fussell. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gooch now catching. Abram now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Brame covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Wright reaches second base with a double. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.